Well, 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 welcome back. So, just to let you know, we were feeling a little bit like we needed a little bit more, make the thing a little bit more Australian. And so what we did is we kicked out the Canadian. And
It's always a wise move.
And I went in search of an Australian. I thought probably the most obvious place to find an Australian is at the local pub. So I went outside and found a bar, and this bloke was asleep at the bar. I woke him up, and he agreed to come and do the next bit. So welcome to Kyle Rosenthal.
What an introduction. Thanks, Macca. That's about the strangest introduction I think I've ever had, but thank you for that.
Thank you.
So my name is Kyle Rosenthal. I am from Australia as well. You can reach me on Twitter at Windows PC Guy. I've done a few of the MVA courses now, mainly in sort of the migration space, like migration. Primarily, the last couple ones have been migrating clients, so clients XP and Windows 7. So it's good to be here, like sort of talking about that next step, you know, the moving our servers into the future.
Absolutely. Absolutely right.
So, yeah.
No problem. All right. Well, thank you, sir. Now, we're going to be seeing you very soon. But right now, I just want to very briefly, before we hand it over to Kyle to start looking at Active Directory migration and migrating your Hyper-V VMs to Microsoft Azure, we want to now look at how to migrate WSUS. And WSUS is one of those things, Windows Server Update Services is one of those things that, well, has gone quiet of late, actually, and I think there's a reason for that. And before we get into it in any way, shape or form, basically we're just going to look here at migrating WSUS, what the procedure and the scenarios are and actually how to do it, and then show off how it works. And I guess the reason I'm saying that WSUS has been fairly quiet of late is because it's one of those things that has just become one of those services that's there and that runs. And we don't tend to see sessions on it or great big training courses on it or anything like that anymore because it's been around forever. I think we first saw SUS, as it was back then, in the Windows 2000 days. And, of course, that became WSUS and went through a number of iterations of the name before we arrived on WSUS. We had a whole bunch of acronyms that meant certain things in certain languages, and when we got to WSUS and felt that that was good. And I'm really hoping that I don't need to explain to anyone what WSUS actually is. But for those of you that don't know, WSUS is effectively a corporate Microsoft Update. So WSUS is a tool that connects up to Microsoft Update, downloads the catalog and downloads the binaries for the patches that are needed. And then through group policy within our internal environment, we set our internal clients to connect to that WSUS server rather than go direct to Microsoft Update to get their patches.
Particularly once you start getting like multiple clients, multiple servers, all trying to download that one update at the same time, that's just burns up your bandwidth.
Absolutely burns up your bandwidth. It's not worth you downloading into your environment that same patch over and over and over again. So we want to grab that WSUS server. Within the WSUS server, we can create different groups of computers. We can make a determination as to which updates are approved for which groups of computers and which aren't. We can also upstream and downstream WSUS servers. So you can all pretty much have like a hub and spoke methodology where your main WSUS server gets the feed from Microsoft Update and then distributes that to further downstream WSUS servers. And of course, WSUS isn't just used in isolation. It gets used in a number of other pieces of technology. For instance, if you're utilizing System Center 2012 Configuration Manager to manage all of your devices, then your WSUS server can be registered in with Configuration Manager, and that extends its capabilities because on its own, WSUS is very much about updating an individual set of Microsoft products, and we use the term Microsoft there in bold letters. Mm-hmm. And once we bring it into Configuration Manager, well, we can start pulling in third-party updates. We can use the Update Publisher utility to go and create and author our own set of updates for third-party publishers that haven't potentially built a catalog for us to consume within WSUS and a whole bunch of other things like that. So it really is quite a powerful tool, has been around for a very long time. Having said that, because it has been around for a very long time, well, chances are it's running on an older version of the operating system.
For sure.
So we need to think about, well, what are we going to do to move that across to a newer version of the operating system? Maybe we're running it on 2003, maybe we're running it on 2008. We need to make sure we can get it across to our new server hardware. And of course, we do support that capability. We do allow you to do that. But we're not going to necessarily be using the migration tools that we talked about earlier in order to do this. This is going to be a completely separate migration scenario in order to get the WSUS binaries across. So let's just walk through what is supported here. And what I really love about these is it's a real eye chart, this slide. This is probably the worst slide I've ever created in my entire life, but it's one of those things that we really kind of need to know about. So there's a bunch of different migration scenarios that are supported. We do support migration of source WSUS servers from earlier versions of Windows all the way through to Windows Server 2012, and we can bring them across to Windows Server 2012 R2. We can also handle differences in the databasing technology from the source to the destination. So for instance, if you've got a source server that happens to be running SQL Server 2005 as its WSUS database holder, we can get that to come across to later versions of SQL Server as well, whether they be 2008, 2012, 2014. And we're able to handle that simply because what we're doing is we're backing up the database sitting on SQL Server, we're restoring it to the new database location on the new server, and then we're effectively just regenerating GUIDs and recreating encryption keys in order to get it to work. Because at the end of the day, all of the client machines and other servers that are utilizing the WSUS server are getting their location through group policy, that actual change to the new server is very simple. So really, the heavy lifting and the grunt work are actually coming from getting the database off its original location onto its new location, and then regenerating all of that unique information within the new WSUS installation to match the old one so that the database can effectively function properly. In terms of the high-level procedure, how does this actually work in practice? All right, so first things first. When you install WSUS, you can choose to pull down the binaries to that server as well. Now, I don't know about you, Kyle, but last time I did a WSUS installation, I chose a local folder to store my binaries. And on that first synchronization, pulled down a fair bit of data.
Yeah.
And indeed, if you go and look at the amount of data you may be pulling down on a WSUS installation, it can be quite huge indeed. Because don't forget, you're not just pulling down Windows updates. No. You're pulling down updates for Office. You're pulling down updates for System Center. You're pulling down updates for App V. What you're essentially doing is you have the ability, if you so choose, to pull down the entire update catalog of all of the products that are registered with Windows Update. And that is a significant amount of data when it comes down to it. If you look at certain updates that come down through WSUS, they can be hundreds of megs in size. So it's a very good chance that you'll have a WSUS binaries folder that is huge.
The other thing, I guess, Blake, as part of that sort of migration process is making sure that you are actually looking at what you currently have, because it might be that you don't have to migrate everything.
Like
you might end up having, say, for instance, updates that are in there from previous versions of Office that you've already migrated from.
Mm.
So rather than, you know, even having that as a possibility of pulling back down, it's a really good time to have a look again at what you are updating to make sure that everything is actually still relevant.
Absolutely right. And indeed, again, let's go back to that four-step process that Pierre was telling us about this morning. So as part of this entire process and entire effort, jump into that old WSUS server, look at the fact that you're still pulling down, you know, theoretically still pulling down updates for Windows 2000. Surely we don't need that anymore. Reconfigure the WSUS server to only be pulling down the stuff that you need, and that will initially clear out some of your WSUS binaries folder immediately and thus make your transference procedure a little bit easier. We are going to need to get those binaries across to our destination server, however. So once we've done an installation of WSUS on the new server, first and foremost, we need to make sure that we don't configure it, because we're not going to need to configure it because we're bringing the configuration across from the old one. So we just do an installation, we pop open the wizard, shut it again, make sure that it doesn't go and do anything other than its initial configuration steps to build the tables in the initial database and get them set up and generate its encryption key and so on and so forth. What we'll then do is we'll copy our WSUS binaries across to our destination server, and we'll do that using whatever copy method we like. So if, for instance, you are using the PowerShell-based migration tools to do your file copying, you could utilize that to get the WSUS binaries across to the destination server. You could use RoboCopy. Believe it or not, you could literally just open up a file explorer and literally do a Control-C, Control-V.
Mm-hmm.
And that is perfectly acceptable as a way to get the WSUS binaries across to the destination server. The next thing you'll need to do in your procedure if applicable to you, and only if applicable to you, is to migrate the local users and groups that have been created on that source WSUS server. We create a WSUS administrators and a WSUS reporters group, and if you've populated that group with various users, you're going to need to use our migration tools to get those across to the destination server as well. Mm-hmm. If you haven't done anything with those, or you've left them pretty much at generics, like, you know, domain admins, or administrators being the members of those groups, then you may not necessarily have to worry too much about that. But again, this is something that you'll be doing during the initial stages of that four-step process. Once you've done that, you've pretty much built the bedrock for actually getting the database across to the destination server and doing something with it. So the first thing you'll need to do after you've moved the binaries and sorted out the local group membership is to back up the WSUS database on the source server. Now, that in itself can be a little bit of a challenge if you've used the Windows internal database in order to handle that, because there's a very esoteric string that you're going to need to put into your SQL Server Management Studio to connect to that. And I can never remember it, which is why I've got it in a notepad document in my VM. Of course, if it's running on a full-blown SQL server, well, you'll just connect to that and off you go. Now, you'll connect to the server using your Management Studio. You will back up the database. You'll do a full backup as a copy only, and we'll save that off to disk, and then we'll simply transfer that across to the new WSUS server. Now, notice at this point in time, that old WSUS server is completely working still. It's completely handling all of our update traffic. We've got no problems there at all. So the entire time we're doing this process, the original WSUS server is still working, is still functioning fine, is still servicing clients. What we will then do is we'll take that backup, we'll put it across to our destination server, and we will then do a restoration operation. During the restoration operation, it is going to look as though it has failed miserably. And the reason it will look as though it's failed miserably is because the encryption keys and the GUIDs won't match from the old installation of WSUS to the new installation of WSUS. So what you end up with is a sea of nice black writing and then a horrible sea of red at the bottom where you think, oh my God,
something's gone horribly wrong.
Well, in actual fact, no, nothing's gone horribly wrong. What we then need to do is we just need to execute some command line commands from the WSUS util post install task, and we then need to regenerate the encryption keys. And we'll do that through a PowerShell script, run a further post install command, and then we're good to go again. And once that's done, we've then got an option, because essentially your destination server will now be a fully functioning WSUS box, and we can either change the identity of the server to match the old server name, or we can just go and update group policy, mm-hmm. which is, you know, probably makes more sense. Then we can just go and decommission the old WSUS box and we're done. Nothing more to do. Sound good?
Sounds easy.
See, Kyle's pretty happy with that. So if Kyle's happy with that and you're happy with that, all right, we'll see you later. We're off for a beer.
I like it.
You like that idea. Yeah, all right, good. So let's give it a go, shall we? Okay. Now, we'll just go into our environment again. And you've got to love the Bing picture today.
That's right. That's
Kyle on the left.
In every family photo, there's always someone that ruins it, right?
That's absolutely right. All right, so let's start off on our domain controller here. And what you can see is the Group Policy Management Console open to the domain group policy. And over here, I don't know why I zoomed in on that. I'll just open that up. You can see at the moment that we are currently pointing our client machines to our 2008 R2 WSUS box. Okay, so just wanted to let you know, nothing up my sleeve. Okay, this isn't a Peter Russell Clark job. We haven't built one earlier. It's all good. For those of you who don't know who Peter Russell Clark is, I feel sorry for you. Look him up on YouTube. You'll get quite a surprise. And actually, I think it was Oren Thomas that challenged me to get a Peter Russell Clark reference in.
Oh, there you go.
So
well,
I've done the job.
So Oren.
Thanks, Oren. I'll have that Masterpiece Megatron now, if you could manage that. All right, and here we are on our 2008 R2 WSUS box. So this is the one I've set up beforehand, and you can see that I have a number of updates in here at the moment, and if we go and have a look at our binary location for those updates, we've put them in our WSUS folder, and the folder that we're interested in is WSUS content. So this is the one that we actually want to get across to our Server 2012 box. And you can see at the moment that is a whopping 2.45 gig in size. Now, when I first thought I would build this demo, I thought, you know what would be great? I'll just go and synchronise everything. It works.
No.
This is all running off a laptop, mind you, on virtual machines, and there isn't a lot of space left on the hard drive. And I was watching that blue bar, you know, hitting the F5 on File Explorer, watching that blue bar disappearing until I realised I had a bit of an issue. So I went ahead and stopped that. But that's a reasonable amount of stuff to move across. All right, so we want to get that across to let's just get out of link while we're here, shall we? Because we don't know, and I can't get out of link. That's awesome. Kyle, can you tell him to shut up?
Sorry, I didn't see who it was.
It was Jeff Alexander there coming online, and he has a tendency to say all sorts of things online right now. So get him to stop talking immediately. Yes. Thank you.
Sure.
All right. So we need to get this across to our other machine. So what we will do firstly is we'll go across to our Server 2012 machine. And at the moment, you will notice the WSUS is not actually installed on our brand new server, so we need to add that role in first. So going through our standard add roles and features wizard, we will scroll down and choose Windows Server Update Services like so and add all the other features that we need. Okay, we're going to choose in this case to use the Windows internal database, and the reason I want to do that is because that represents probably the most complex way to do the migration. So I'd rather give you the complex way rather than the easy way of putting on a full-blown SQL Server, because you'll be pleased to know that your life will be a hell of a lot easier if you're not using the Windows internal database. I'm now asked where I want to store my updates locally, and we're just going to put them in CWSUS for the sake of the demo. And then we will get that installed. We don't need to make any changes to the web server, and we'll get the installation running. Now, after the installation has completed, we are going to be asked to go through a bunch of post-configuration tasks. And these post-configuration tasks will essentially initialize the database, set up all of the GUID information, generate an encryption key, and so on and so forth. And after that has completed, we need to make sure that we don't execute any of the actual setup wizard itself, otherwise it will produce issues a little bit further down the track when it comes to the migration. So we will just allow that to finish. And it shouldn't take us too much longer. As per usual, of course, in all my testing, this was incredibly fast. Until the time where we're doing this live, in which case you get to watch a blue progress bar for the next 3 or 4 minutes, which is just awesome. And I think it's a really good opportunity now to just take a moment to reflect on how much of your life you have lost staring at a progress bar. And I can tell you now, you're never going to get that back.
No, it's right? True.
That's it.
It's true.
And if you were to translate the amount of time you've spent looking at a progress bar to a single drinking session, chances are you'd be dead. So
good news is that, like, as Australians, we actually translate into drinking time. Like, it's just a native translation.
It's pretty much the way it goes, right? Now, you can see that we've finished. We'll launch our post-installation tasks here, and that is going to go ahead and ensure that everything is ready to go. And again, we have our little thing here to indicate that's in place. Now, if we go to our local drive here and go to WSUS, you'll see already that it's created us a WSUS content directory, which is currently empty. So what we now need to do is go to our source server and get that across. One of the things that you should not do is start doing any type of movement of these files whilst it's still going through its configuration process. Okay, so we want to make sure that that is completed before we do anything else.
And why is that?
You just do not know what may potentially happen.
Yep.
You don't want to interrupt it while it's checking things. It might see that there is stuff in the folder that shouldn't be there. We could have an issue. Now, you see that configuration has finished. Man, and we will just check to make sure that the wizard fires off to indicate that the installation was successful. We won't do anything with it. Now, going back to our 2008 machine now, what we're literally going to do is copy that WSUS content directory. And we're going to paste it directly of course it doesn't help if you've connected to the same server over the see that's the problem with Jeff Alexander, he throws you off.
Yeah.
There we go, we'll go to our WSUS folder here. and we'll copy it across. And as you can see, we're pulling across those 2.545 gig of data now. Now, while we're waiting for that to happen, what we're going to need to do is back up the WSUS database here. And I have actually got myself a copy of the internal string that we're going to need to put in, because we are utilizing the Windows internal database in order to do this. So if we go across to SQL Server Management Studio now and choose to do a connect, and I'll just zoom it here for you. That is the server name you're going to need to use for Windows internal database running on Windows Server 2008 R2. And that's for the Windows internal database. And it is a different server name that we need when we're running on Windows Server 2012. So I'm going to connect across to that now. And you can see if I open up our databases, I have my SUSDB here like so. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to back that up, and I'll just set it up the way we want it. Zoom in on that so you can see what it is that we're doing. So we're doing a full backup, but we're doing a copy only, and we're saving that out to our backup location. Mm-hmm. All right, and then what we'll do is we'll literally grab that backup, and we can either restore it over the network, or we can literally just copy it across to the WSUS server running on server 2012 R2. That's fine. So right now, I'll just hit the OK button, and you can see that we are executing. Wait for that to complete.
This is an improved blue bar.
Absolutely an improved blue bar. It's a pretty yellow circle, a pretty green circle, as opposed to that pretty red circle that you don't want to see in your Xbox. Now, what we'll do is we'll go and grab that particular backup folder. And it's in Windows. No, it's not. It's in SysMSI. SQL Server Enterprise Edition from 2005 in the backup directory. There it is. So we're going to grab that, and we're going to stick it on our 2012 WSUS box. Grab that. Make a connection. Get it right this time. Kind of helps.
It's much faster if you copy it onto itself.
Certainly is. And there it is, done. Okay, so right now we've moved everything across that we need to. So let's get out of there. We're finished with this WSUS box now. We no longer need it, but we may as well keep it online and servicing people for the moment. Now what we need to do, here's my restore notes, is we need to open up SQL Server Management Studio on our new WSUS server and connect to our slightly different Windows internal database.
Now, I know the question's going to come up in the chat room, because it certainly has come up with some of the stuff from Pierre. With the scripts and that sort of thing that you've got in here, are we going to make that available for folks, like either through one of your blog posts as an example?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. So I can't guarantee that these will be made available on MVA, but definitely I will be posting a blog article a little bit later on with all of these files inside it. And I believe Pierre will as well, and hopefully you are as well for anything that you've got. So we should pretty much be right.
Yep.
Okay, so we're connected now. And what we're going to do first is the problem we have is that because we've installed WSUS, we have a SUSDB. Now we need to restore the SUSDB. And like all good administrators, I'm not going to trust it to restore over the top properly. So what I'm going to do instead is I'm initially going to run a query which deletes that SUS database that we no longer need. Okay, so we'll execute that. And in just a moment, query executed successfully. So theoretically, on a refresh here, no SUSDB, all gone. We have now absolutely crippled our 2012 R2 WSUS server if we were using it as a new WSUS server. So now what we want to do is we want to go ahead and restore the database. So we'll just get rid of that so you don't need to see it anymore, and we will paste that in. Now, for those of you that enjoy watching Microsoft demonstrations in the hope that the demonstration goes terribly wrong, I'd just like to point out that if I execute this now, it will fail miserably. And the reason it will fail is because at the moment it's referring to a susdb.back file that exists inside a directory called backup.wsus in the C drive. And if you remember, if you've been paying any attention whatsoever, I didn't copy it there. So we're just going to quickly fix that up. Because I know that in the past, I used to sit there going, that's going to fail. That's going to fail. I've got you. sitting there in the room watching the guy sweating. Yeah, not happening today, hopefully.
And of course, when that happens, you're looking at it, like as a presenter, you're looking at it and you can never, ever see what it is that's happened.
That's right.
But every single person who's in the audience can see it and is going, it's that.
It's the Microsoft Presenter version of beer goggles, isn't it? You can't see anything properly. So what we're going to do now is execute that. And we'll start getting some results in a moment.
Mm-hmm.
And if I was sitting there, you know, I'd be happily getting excited, thinking, yep, okay, it's looking pretty good. Look, 10% processed, 100% processed. I'm feeling really good about my life at this point. It appears to have worked. Looking great. It appears to have worked fantastically. In fact, I can walk away now and oh my God!
It's got errors.
Yes, it has got errors, but it's not an issue. It's just to do with GUIDs. We need to recreate them. So what we're going to do is we're going to jump into our environment here and just quickly get us across. And I am just really hopeless when it comes to... And for some reason, my caps lock key is stuck on. I don't know why, but I am really hopeless...
It's gone now.
..when it comes to doing this sort of stuff. So I'm literally just going to do it bit by bit. And I don't care if you don't think that's any good.
You can use tab complete to be able to...
I know I could do that. And I'm just going to do wsutil post install and point it to the correct content directory, which is, at the moment, c:\wsus. Now, let's just move that up here. That's what we're going to do. We're going to hit OK. So now what that's doing is it's going off and essentially it's hitting the database, it's marrying it up with the new content directory, just ensuring that everything is correct. Okay, but at this point, we need to do a little bit more. Right now, we need to regenerate our encryption key, because even though we're fixing the references in the database to where the binaries actually live and basically regenerating the GUIDs that match this restored database up with the GUIDs associated with this new install, we still don't have a new encryption key, which means we can't effectively get into the database properly as yet through the administration tool. So we're going to need to go and recreate that. Way we do that is we need to just go and run a PowerShell script in order to do that. And you'll see here, I'll just put it across into PowerShell Ice. We're declaring a variable update server where the value is get our WSUS server name. And we then get the configuration and we regenerate a new GUID and then save that in.
Okay.
So assuming that everything's gone okay with our WSUS util process, which it appears to have gone okay, we can now simply go ahead and execute this statement. And as you can see, we get a hell of a lot of information back from that. Good to know that it succeeded. the lack of red is an excellent thing.
Exactly. Like I always say with PowerShell, if it doesn't change colour, then you're good.
You're a happy, happy person. And now what we need to do is we need to run another post-install task. But notice we don't need to specify content there anymore. All we're doing now is we're just regenerating the encryption key.
Okay.
Now, with any luck, that will succeed. And then we can open up our administration tool and actually see the database that we're expecting to see. And that will indicate to us that the WSUS migration has completed successfully. And I've gotten very good in the past at managing to talk to the point where this finishes, and it doesn't look like I'm padding for time, but unfortunately today it's failed on me miserably. And
I'll interrupt a little bit then. So like, you know how we've currently still got our original WSUS server still running?
Yep.
If we've got a client who goes and gets an update from that WSUS server currently, what's the effect on them once we then change our group policy to point to the new WSUS server?
They will start communicating with the new WSUS server. They'll do a detection. They will report back what their current status is, and that will be updated as necessary inside the new WSUS installation. So it's a very seamless procedure.
Perfect.
All right, so that has completed. Moment of truth time. We now need to open up our administration console for WSUS and see if it works. Drum roll, please. Right. Now, the first thing you see here is, oh my God, the wizard's come up again. Hang on a minute. Didn't we just fix it? Yeah, we did. Trap for young players. Do not run the wizard. Okay? Don't run the wizard. Because it's fine. We'll go and show you all of our stuff here. Loading our updates. And we should see all of our updates are here. right? So we have a functional WSUS server. Now, last thing we need to do is go into our group policy and simply update our group policy entry to point to our new WSUS server. We're done. And that's all there is to it. So over time now, what's going to happen is all of those clients are going to start reporting to our new WSUS server. We've migrated, we can get rid of our old machine, and we're pretty much there. So in summary, what you've seen is the scenarios that we support for migrating WSUS, the high-level procedure, we actually see it happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm feeling quite good now. I've got my WSUS box across, got my cluster across, we've moved across all of those 2003 machines, and you know, our environment's starting to look pretty good, but there's one problem.
It's only a small problem.
Only a really small problem. We've got this thing, this small little application that we have on our network. It's not really that important. It's called Active Directory.
Yeah.
Oh, hang on, Active Directory. Right, maybe we want to start bringing that up to date. Maybe we want to start getting that a little bit more modern, because at the moment we're not utilising half of the features that we could be utilising in Windows Server 2012. You know, features like the fine-grained password policy in the GUI these days.
Yep.
You know, our ability to do...
Recycle
bin in the GUI, thank goodness for that. And of course the ability for us to virtualise our domain controllers now and clone those virtualised domain controllers to really quickly and easily get that stuff up and running. So I think now would be a pretty good time to say, help me Kyle, I can't do it. What am I going to do? How am I going to get my AD done?
Right.